Blog Talk Radio.
Sales that close as well as all sales that closes. If you know you are able to do this task, contact us right away and your resume. You would, and then it goes into, would you like to, your ministry and your television, on television, and do you have an idea that you'd like the world to do live on TV? Now purchase your own live TV show program, time 25 minutes segment and 55 minute segment on TV, four times monthly, 1 year contract. You must own your own camera. Contact us here at the MKSPCG for the live television worldwide viewers. We are looking for individuals or churches that would like to have their own live radio time or and TV show. Do you have a commercial that you would like to air live television station? We have 30-second spots available. And that's the ad that went out. We put it out there on the Lee Craigslist and blasted it out. And we'll be blasting it some more forward. It hasn't hit USA Today. Their cost is very expensive, so we will get it in there. Once you pay that bill, you will see it on USA Today. So we'll be blasting it over the internet and get the word out that way as well. I did get to pass it out today at the homeless seminar I went to. So the word is going forward. So please, if you would like to do this particular job, please get in touch with us here over the radio. Our number is 347-539-5669. It's our live radio. Our telephone conference line is 712-432-0900. And number 263-660-pound. Our email address is mkspg1@gmail.com. And our fax number is 877-707-4477. Again, that's 877-707-4477. And this is a 24/7, 365 days a year operation. So we will get your fax, and I will get it over to Minister Upchurch for your prayer petition and supplication. Please give us a call. All right, God bless you. And now, Minister Upchurch, I'm going to turn this mic over to you. For you to run the broadcast, and may God richly bless you.
Okay. I'm actually going to start with Proverbs chapter 2. And I have a reason why I didn't listen. This is what I heard today for prayer tonight. So that's why I'm doing I'm going to do the prayer request. My son, forget not my oath, but let thine heart keep my commandments, days, and and long life until thou add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them around thy neck, write them upon the table, thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean on it, and all their ways acknowledge him, and he will direct them. Be not wise in our own eyes, but from him. And I brought that because as I do this prayer request, when I do the prayer request, you will understand as to why God had me going that way. Because tonight I pray for this. I saw this today, and I was really, really outraged about it. And so I'm praying to God about it. I'm just really outraged about it. And Father God, I just pray about this. I mean, because this was, this actually was the organization of Bishop Ellis has certified an openly gay bishop, O.C. Allen. And he is married to a man. And I thought that was just, I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I rebuke that. But what I'm going to do, so you will understand where I'm coming from. possess Leviticus 8:18-22. So that is actually Leviticus 18:22. Because this let me know a lot of things. It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with woman can. It is an abomination." And I just put that up there when I saw it. It was an email that that someone was telling me, and I thought that should be part of the prayer request. And and Father God, I just come to you about this, because I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Because I know, according to your word, that is abomination. That's really abomination. That is abomination. And as I was telling the people, I said, these are perilous times, and we need to stand up for Jesus. You know, we need to stand up for him. So but that was one, and I prayed about that. And but I also have some other ones. And this was, Father, I just prayed for Texas A&M campus. This is Texas A&M campus. I pray for the families of the shooting victims. It just said Texas A&M campus. And I pray for those victims, the people. There were some families that were killed. I mean, not some families. There were some people that were killed in that shooting. And so I just pray for the victims of the family. You know, because I don't know if y'all understand, but in a month's time, and I pray for families, because in 1 month's time, we've had, I think this is the fourth shooting that we've had where people were killed. And so I was praying and believing God, and I said, God, I pray for these families in these different, you know, Colorado, I think it was Colorado, Chicago, this was Texas, and then there was one in, and then there was another one. And so I'm praying for families. I'm praying because, you know, I'm just praying because that's saying something about our society. I'm just praying God's protection over every person that's on this land tonight. Because, I just pray for you. I pray for your families. I pray for your children. I pray for your grandchildren. I pray for each and every person that is connected to you. Pray for them tonight. I had a prayer request from Wayne Knox, and for his wife Carol, that's for 44 years, and that she would have surgery on the 12th of December, and diagnosed with breast cancer. So I'm actually praying for him, that God will, I pray for him, that God would strengthen him as his wife is dealing with this. And I pray for his wife, Carol, that the doctors will, as they do the surgery on her, that God will guide Virgin's hand. That God will be with them, and also in her situation, that she would be healed. That, you know, when they finish surgery, and she was recovering, that she would completely heal and be completely healed, but also when they do the surgery, that when her, that when she heals from it, that there would be no traces of that. They would be able, what I'm saying is, you know, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue. But I'm speaking is that when they do the surgery on her, when they finish with her, that it will be completely healed, and that there will be, I'm speaking that there will be no traces of the cancer. She will be completely healed. That God, I'm just praying that God will heal her of everything. That she will completely recover. And so that is my, as I pray for her, everything that is dealing with, that couple is, and I pray for their marriage. I also pray for their marriage and any, they have any children or grandchildren that they may have. Any children or grandchildren. And anybody that is connected to them, their souls will actually go back to God. It will just completely go back to God. And next one is, I pray for this situation, the agriculture, because I got the report that the I just pray for our crops, because I got a report that the corn crop didn't get enough. So I've been praying for rain, but the corn crop, it came, but the corn crop didn't get it in enough time. So I'm praying that God will, I'm just praying that God will bless us. Because I know that there was from last night's call, there were some different discussions, you know, about these type of things that, you know, that as the, you know, we may not, the form of the crops might not have as much crops as we, but, you know, I'm praying that we, that everybody that says that they are a believer, and I even put that out there today, I'm praying that the people, that everybody that says that they are a believer will come on one accord, and we will start praying for our nation. I pray for our nation that our hearts, minds will be turned back to God. I'm just praying and believing, I'm praying for that, because I know that if we would, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, who would turn from their wicked way, so that he would, that God, what God would do is heal our land. And, you know, so if we would stand up for him and we would start praying to God for our nation, that our nation be healed and the people, that their souls will be turned back to God. So our land would be healed, you know. So I'm just praying for those, that's what will happen. And I also, today, I had to really pray about this. I have to pray every day, but I really have to pray about this, because what I want to tell you is 31 years ago, 31 years ago, I prayed for Tiffany Rivera. Was 31 years ago. Today is her birthday. And the reason I really had to deal with that was because I had to thank God, because Tiffany and I, because of medical reasons, we almost didn't make it. We almost did not make it, guys. But I thank God that He was actually with us, protect us, that situation that I was dealing with. And I pray for her that God will bless her and heal her. And I pray for her. And everybody that is connected to her, that I pray for their souls. Everybody that's connected to her, I pray for their souls, which would be the Rivera family. I pray for them, because I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything else. I pray for Irma Copeland, because she was in a coma, and I continue to pray. I pray again for her. I pray for her tonight. She was in a coma, and I was praying that God would actually bring her out of the coma, but I haven't heard anything. So I'm just praying that God will bring this lady out of the coma. She would recover, and that that her soul would go back to God. And also for Donald Rivera, that Donna would be healed. I think I just heard about this lady where her kidney was healed. So I'm praying for Donna that your kidney be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, that God heal you, and that your family be, and that your whole household turn, your souls will be turned back to God. That's what will happen in it. That each and every person in the household and that family will be turned back to God. But there's several brothers. We just pray for them. And I was listening at last night. I prayed for Dr. Harding for her. I pray for her. She has a homeless feed ministry that she feeds people and gives them clothes. So I pray for her. I was listening to her like last night, and I pray for her, and that God would continue like to actually bless her, and that she would be able to do, because she's actually talking about doing the women's conference, maybe even a workshop, and that God would bless her, be able to actually, that workshop would be done. So I'm praying and believing God for her, and for Pastor Mayo. And that was, what I've got from that is like the traveling. That was traveling mercy. And Esther May, because they had a definite, I pray for them. And Evangelist McKinley and Pastor Michael, he had a revival. That God would restore him. And the pastor from Africa, hallelujah, I pray for him, because he was sending me a message, and I pray for him, I pray for him and the different churches that he have, and I pray for him that God will bless him to have the funds and things that he's talking about, be able to be become a bishop elect, because he wanted to be one of the bishop elects. and for the 53 countries in Africa, which brings me, I pray for it because I think, I know that I saw in some information that wasn't Iraq. I think that was Iran. Yeah. But anyway, I pray for the 53 countries in Africa. And I also pray for, it was Apostle Larry Carter, Apostle Bishop Larry Carter, and he, that was of his mother. That was the Epps family. That was the Epps family. For Bishop Dr. Mary Helen Hunt, and for Elder Shirley Ann Raglan, Elder Kimball, yeah, Elder Kimball. And also, had some more. And I want to, I pray for, I ask for evangelist Billy Graham. I pray for him. That just got the report. He had, they just sent him home. He recovered from, I think it was bronchitis, pneumonia. So I just keep 93, and I just pray that God continues to heal him, and he continues to recover, because it was saying that he's getting ready, once he recovers enough, there's a book that he's going to work on, book that he's going to working on. So I pray for him. I pray for his family. I pray for that ministry and his son and his children and his grandchildren. I pray for them. Hallelujah, God. For them. Also, I have a prayer request for, this one is, it says that you want to be on, this is My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, and you want to be on media personal, for live Christian TV broadcasting, TV network broadcasting. Would you like your ministry to be on TV? You have an idea you would like the world to do live on TV? And it said that you can purchase your own live TV show program time, 25 minutes, or 55, I think there's 55-minute segment, so four times monthly for the one-year contract. Must have on camera. Contract PLC, MKS, PC, Live Television, Worldwide Bureau. And it says, we are looking for individual or churches that would like to have their own live video time. So contact MKSPC1@gmail.com. If you have commercials that you would like to air on live television station, we have 30 seconds. Contact MKSPCG1@gmail.com. It has a total cost for your ad based on a Friday run is as one time $718.25. Three times is $1,799.85. Five times is $2,704. 12 times is $6,286.80. Once you decide on number time, I will approve the contract and also a copy of your ad for approval. Regards. This was Tiffany Griffin, USA TV account executive. This was actually a prayer request. And so, Father, I pray over this request that I have just read. The people, God, I pray, Lord God, as I had prayed, as I prayed earlier, you said, Lord God, that we, when we acknowledge you all our ways, Lord God, you said that you would direct us. So, Father, we just come to you right now, Lord God, because you are the only one, you're the only one that knows how to orchestrate everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know how to put the pieces of a puzzle together, God. So we just come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And with this request, hallelujah, to God, that you will bless us in all the work of our hands. And Lord, that you will bless us, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, more than we can even imagine. But we just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in this prayer request. I have more prayer requests. Okay, I have more. That was for the Healing Hands of Love Ministry. That's Pastor Tate. And she has a prison ministry. So I just pray for her as she does her, prison ministry. Carmelo Stevens, in the hospice center. I pray for the power of God and the healing in his life. I continue to pray for him that God is going to, that he will be totally healed, that he will recover from everything that the doctors have said about him, that he will just completely recover. For Lavina Johnson, that was Prophecy Denton. That would have been a surgery yesterday. I'm praying that everything went well for her and that she completely heals. I pray for the travel to West Africa. That's in November. And I pray for Jose and Jaylen Ministry. The job announcement for the 10,000 bishops for Stephen Clark, Robert Kramer, James Carlisle, for all veterans, active military retirees, Air Force, Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, veterans, a reservist. I pray for them. I pray for them, and I pray for their families. I pray for their children. And I just received a statement that was released about that. I pray for them. They're actually talking about, and I pray for all the military, okay? Active, retired, inactive, IRR, whatever your status may be, National Guard. I pray for all of them and their families and their children and their grandchildren and their spouses and everybody that's connected. I just received this today that they're talking about freezing military pay. And so I pray for President Obama, and I pray for him and his family, and I pray for the administration, and I pray for House of Representatives and Congress and the Democrats, and I pray for the Republicans. I'm praying for them as they make this decision. because, well, I pray for them as they make these type of decisions, because it's the military, their careers, as I was just reading today, I pray for them, because that was, I pray for the families, because that was, I hope I got this right. But anyway, I pray for them, because sometimes they're in harm's way, and they do have dangerous assignments at times. And so I pray for them in all that they do in trying to protect the country, the United States, because they go to different areas. They have them in different areas around the world. Pray for them, you know, as they send them to Korea and other different places too. And so, and Kuwait and different places. And, you know, even have to pray for them. And some of them become civilians, you know, and they're civilians, but they're or maybe I should say they work for the military as civilians. And so, you know, and I pray for them too, because you have a lot of them that work in, they work overseas. And so I pray for them as they decide to make this decision, because that affects families, and that causes affect everybody. So I just really pray about that. And I pray for Latrina Lynch and her mom and her grandmother. And I'm praying that God will, that for Latrina, that God will, I know that God, because God is, there's nothing impossible with God. There's nothing impossible. And, but my God will supply all of your needs. And so I'm praying for her to be able to finish, well, in her case, it would have to be a G. But I'm praying that this young lady, that she would be able to get her GED and to be able to further her education. You know? And I pray for the family, that their souls will be turned back to God. Because God doesn't want, God really does not want anybody to perish. He really doesn't want nobody to perish. So I pray for the souls of her and her mom, and her brother and her grandmother, for them to, and everybody that's connected to them, for the souls of them to go back to God. You know, God will, that their lives will be turned over to God. Hallelujah. And that God will be, and that they will make a difference, that their life will make a difference. Hallelujah, God. And also pray for the Extreme Urban Mission, which is August the 25th. That's in Baltimore, Maryland. I pray for them as they do their soul-winning session. So I pray for them that many, 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 many souls will come, God. For the Jericho City of Praise, and that is Bishop Peoples for them. For Mika McCoy, Toyo Mote Rich for them, and they're for Kimoto Day Rich for him and his mom, and I pray for his mother. And that family, that that God would heal her. I think I heard that. That God would heal her. God is a healer. For Earl Atkinson and healing up his body, getting his hip replacement. For the MKS University. Okay, for Pastor Banton. Yes, for that too. I covered all the shooting. For Victor Brown. For Victor Brown and his grandmother and his mother praying for her. I pray for them. I'm praying God will bless him. I think he's 16. That God will bless him as he prepares to go back to college. Okay. I mean, not college. I apologize. He's 16 as he prepares to go back to high school. I pray for our children and stay prepare to get ready to go back to school. As they prepare to get ready. So I pray for our preschool and our kindergarten and our middle schools and our high schools and our colleges as our young people prepare to get ready to go back to school. And maybe I should say also, I say college, but our young people, our middle age, and our seniors, I mean, because you have different age people that go to college, so I don't want to leave them out. I just happen to think about that. I pray for them as they prepare to go to college. For Harvey Lee and the Leeds, for that family, for Eddie Ruth Harris and Kenneth Hartsfield and Wanda C. Hines. Yeah, and Wanda C. Hines, I pray for them and everybody that's connected to their families. Everybody that is connected to their family, I pray for them too. And I, Eddie Green, Eddie Merritt, and Landis Fowler, Claudia Wright, pray for her. I pray for them. The Lewis family, I pray for them. Complete recovery from surgery, I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray for them. Catherine Jackson, I pray for them. Judah Blythe Tabernacle, Pastor Jason Henderson, I pray for him and his wife. I pray for their ministry and everybody that's connected to them and that family. I pray for Annie Rich. I pray for them. The Hampton family. Everett family. The Anderson family. The Freeman family. Margaret Freeman. Dunn family. Pray for them. Kevin Pruitt. Privet. I pray for him. All of them. Because God knows what all of their needs are. So I pray for every one of them. The Hensley family. The good. Pray for all of them. The Rowdy family, the Lucas family, pray for them. For Marsh family, I pray for them. Pray for them, because I understand that's a pretty good sized family. So I pray for them. They're supposed to be having a reunion, a family reunion. So I pray for them that God will bless each and every person that is connected to them. I pray for the Avon Martin family. I pray that family will heal, and everybody that is connected to that family, and the McFadden family and the Moore family, I pray for them. Brian Pope, I pray for him and his John Kennedy, I pray for him and his Philip Pinnell, pray for him and his wife. And Margot Weeks, I pray for her. I pray that she has recovered from her surgery and that God heal her and bless her. And for the post office employees, for all of them, James Farrell, for him, I'm praying and believing God for each and every one of these different people. I pray for each and every bishop, each and every bishop, each and every prophet, each and every evangelist, each and every archbishop, each pastor, each and every minister, each and every deacon, each and every person, I pray for all of our leaders, each and every apostle. I pray for you and your family. I pray for your children. I pray for any grandchildren. I pray for your ministry. I'm just praying and believing God. Just pray God's hedge of protection over you to bless your ministry as you spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm just praying and believing God. Also praying for the ministry, because I think they are in need of a lawnmower. I'm praying about that. I think they are in need of a lawnmower. So I pray for that situation. So I pray about that God will, because He knows how to supply all our needs. It says that, but my God will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. So pray and believe God. And I don't know if I did it, but I'm also praying for Janet. Her name is Janet, and she, and for her and her family and everybody that is her, that her soul will go back to God from all that she, that her soul back to God. And I'm just praying and believing God, as her soul, that her soul will go back to God. So, and believing God and all that He is doing, all that He has done, but all that He is doing. So I'm just to give God praise, honor, and glory, all that He's doing and all that He's already done. Give Him praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy. And nobody else like him. Nobody else can fight like God. Nobody else can what God can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him all praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 And praise him for, like I said, for what he. I give all praise, honor, and glory to God. Oh, I pray for Pastor Lonnie Dyer. So I pray for him. And Apostle Oliver, I know that I pray for each and every leader. And then but I also call out their name as I know their name. So I pray for her. I pray for her and her ministry. And I think there's a prophetess, McCullough. I think that's right. So I'm praying and believing God for the ministry. So I just give God praise. And I pray for Talala Castello. I pray for her. I pray for her, and she makes a decision to get her bone marrow transplant. Well, I just pray for her. Okay? I just pray that God would strengthen 13-year-old. Well, she's 12. Turns 13th and 18th of August. And so I pray that God would strengthen this young person and all that she does. He will strengthen her and comfort her and bless her. And I pray for that Andy Rivers, her and her men. I pray for her and me. So I just got praise. For each and every person here, each family that is represented tonight, give him all praise, all honor, all glory, in the mighty name of Christ. Hallelujah, God. Worship you. Praise you. Glory. Give you honor because you're awesome, Lord God, and you're powerful and you are worthy, Father. Nobody else is quite like you, God. So, give you all praises, Lord God. Give you all honor, Lord God. Because you are an almighty God and an all-powerful God. Hallelujah, Lord. I worship you and I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Because you are... you are a mighty, 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 mighty God. No one can do what you do. Nobody else can come close to what you do. Hallelujah, Lord. So I come to you tonight on behalf of these different prayer requests that I have received, God. And there may be even more, but Father God, I'm praying about the ones that I already got. Maybe more, okay? But I'm praying about the ones I have at this point. Hallelujah, God. Because you are our righteousness. You are our sanctifier. And you are our peace. And hallelujah, God, you are there. And you are the God that heals. And Lord God, you are our provision. You are our resources. Hallelujah, God, and you are our banner. And Father, you are our shepherd. So I just come to you right now, God, you know, for our nation, God, our nation, for our leaders, God, of our city and state and our national, Lord God, all our different leaders, God. Hallelujah, God. I pray for them, God. I pray for our nation, our cities, God. Each and every, you know, each and every person, but the different cities that we have, God, the different states that we have, God, different our leaders in those states, our leaders in the cities, God. I pray for our teachers right now, Lord God, as they prepare, you know, as school is getting ready to start back. I pray for our teachers right now, Lord God. I pray for them. And I, like I said, I do pray for our, I pray for our leaders, God, which are our teachers, our you know, all our pastors, our teachers and our ministers and our prophets and our prophets and our apostles and our bishops and our archbishops and our evangelists, God. I pray for the different ones, God. I pray for all of them, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I pray for them. Hallelujah, God. I pray for our different churches, God. I pray for our different ministries, God. But, you know, tonight I pray, Lord God, that you be the one that is exalted in these churches. Lord God, that you be the one, God. It be you that's being exalted. You know, as I started this prayer, I was talking about this bishop. And I said, Lord God, the word, I pray that you are the one that exalted, and that that bishop, the I think it was O.C. Allen, Father, I pray that that those people's hearts be turned to you. That, hallelujah, that you deliver them, that their hearts be turned back to you, God. Because, you know, as I said, well, it wasn't my word, it was your word. That was Leviticus 18 and 22. That wasn't my word, that was your word. You know, that is abomination. So I'm praying, Lord God, that those people, that their hearts will be turned back to you, Lord God, that they will repent and turn back to you. So I pray for our leaders. I'm praying for them. Hallelujah, God. I really pray for them, you know, because there's a scripture that just came to my thoughts. Hallelujah, God. And I'll come back to that scripture because I want to make sure that I say the scripture right. So I'm just going to pray and believe you, Lord God, because nobody else, God, is quite like you, Father. And nobody else can do what you do, God. And nobody else can hallelujah, Lord. Nobody is greater than you. And nobody can do what you do. I pray for all our leaders, God. I pray for your people, God. I pray, God, you know, as they spread the word of God, God. I'm praying for them as they minister the word of God. That you are the one, God. That you, Lord. You, Lord God. You, Jehovah God, is the one that's being exalted. The great I am. The Jehovah God. The Almighty God. The Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father. The rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. The lamb of Judah. Hallelujah. The Almighty God, the Wonderful, the Counselor, you, God, I pray that you are the one that's being exalted. You, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. There is a scripture that actually came to my thought. Hallelujah. There is a scripture, God. Like I said, before I speak it, I want to make sure that I got the scripture right. Hallelujah, God. You know, because I just thought about, you know, as I read that, I said, oh, my God. Well, I'm praying and believing, God, that is your word. It's not my word. It's your word, God. It is your word. It is not mine. It ain't my word. It's your word. So I'm praying and believing you. I mean, because as it came to me, I said, oh, my God, not my word. It's your word. But I'm just going to pray and believe you, Lord God, because I know that you are awesome, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I know that you are awesome and powerful and worthy, Lord, and nobody else is quite like you, God. And you'll be the one that's exalted, Lord God, on this broadcast. You'll be the one, God. Hallelujah, God. You'll be the one that's exalted, God. You'll be the one that goes from heart to heart and nation and state to state and nation to nation all around the world, God. You'll be the one that travel. You, Holy Spirit, you go and touch and heal anybody. Touch them where they hurt. Heal them where they hurt. God, anybody that's, you know, heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God. Because it's you. It's not me. It's you, Father. It's you. And so I'm praying and believing God for all the prayer requests that I've already done. Lord God, hallelujah. Because you told me to cast everything on you. But you care for us, Lord. Hallelujah. I come to you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. That you would bless us, God. But souls would be turned to you. And people's souls would be turned to you. Hallelujah, God. Because you don't want nobody to perish. Hallelujah, God. You don't want not one person to, you actually do not want one, not even one. You don't want them to perish. But I'm praying and believing you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they will heal the word, that they, hallelujah, that you will touch them, that you will heal them, that you will bless them. Whatever the need may be, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God, that you do it. And whatever the need is, God, whatever that need may be, God, you know, because I don't know what it is, but God, you know. You know what it is. I don't have an idea what it is, but you do. So I'm just praying and believing God for these souls that's on the phone tonight, for each and every person. Hallelujah, Lord, that you touch them everywhere they hurt, that you bless them, God. Hallelujah, because you called them. You called them. You called each and every person. Hallelujah, God. For the Philippians 4 and chapter 13 says, that I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. So you'll be strengthened in God. You'll be strengthened in God. And verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So just know that God will supply all, not some. But this said, he will supply all of your need. Hallelujah, God. That is what it says. It's not my word. It's his. And so I just give God praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Because he is awesome. And because he is powerful. And because he is worthy. And there's nobody else quite like him. As he says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you shall show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that's who you are. So I come to you, Lord God. I come to God on your behalf. Hallelujah. I come to God. I come to God on your behalf and praying and believing God for him to bless you, for him to heal you, for him to deliver you, whatever the need that may be going on in your life. Like I said, I don't know what he does. I don't have a clue, but he knows. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. And I noticed that I thank him and I praise him because I know that each and every time that he takes me a different way, And so I just pray and believe God, you know, because he's awesome and he's powerful and he is worthy. And I know that nobody else is quite like him. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because you're awesome and powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know, God, I haven't forgotten. I have not forgotten the scripture that came to my thoughts. I haven't forgotten it. I just I wanted to make sure that I hadn't forgot it. I just wanted to make sure that when I said it, that I said it right. Oh, hallelujah, God. It's not my word. Not really my word. God's word. So I'm just praying and believing God. So I give him praise, honor, and glory, and honor. And nobody else is quite like him. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. I worship him. Hallelujah. Because he's awesome. Hallelujah, God. And worthy. Hallelujah, Lord God. And he's mighty. And nobody else is. Oh, God. Nobody else is quite like you. And nobody else can do what you do, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, my God. Lord, just awesome and oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I praise you, Lord God, and I worship you, God. And I give you glory and I give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I know that you help me here and praying for each and every person, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Each and every family, God. And yeah, everybody that is here. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. I worship you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I magnify your name tonight. Hallelujah, God. You be exalted, Lord God. That is you, God. And it is not me. I know that. It's you. And Lord God, I know it's not me. Hallelujah, God. So you be the one, Lord God. You'll be the one, God, that be exalted. You'll be the one that's high and lifted up, Lord God. You'll be the one that's exalted tonight. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. You be the one. Hallelujah, God. You do it, God. Hallelujah. You touch their hearts, God. You touch their minds, God. You deliver and set free, as only you know how to do, God. You bless, heal, and deliver. And hallelujah, God. The souls will come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You be the one, Lord God. Because I know it is you and not me, Lord God. So you be the one, God. You be the one, Lord God, that is exalted. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. You be the one, God. You be the one, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. You be the one, God. Just lift it up, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. As I, hallelujah, as I pray for your people, God, you be the one, God. You be the one, Lord God. You be the one, God, that is exalted. You be the one, God. Hallelujah. You be the one, God. You be the one. You, God. Not me, but you, God. You be the one. You be the one, God. You be the one. You be the one, Lord God. That goes forward. You be the one. You be the one. That's exalted. You be the one, Lord God. You, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah, God. You be the one, God. That is exalted. You, Lord God. You be the one. You be the one. That's exalted, God. That they feel your presence. And that they feel you. That they feel your presence, God. You be the one, God. That they feel your presence, God. All over this call. Hallelujah, God. That you go heart to heart. That you touch them, God. You be the one, God. That do it. You be the one. You be the one, God. That's exalted. You be the one, Lord God. You be the one. That's lifted up. You be the one that's exalted, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, God. You'll be the one, God. Hallelujah. You'll be the one, Lord God. Because you know what? The devil, he's a lie. He's actually the father of lies. Yeah, that's who the devil is. Satan is a liar. And he is the father of lies. And oh God, there is no truth in Satan. Hallelujah. There is no truth in him. He's just the father of lies. Hallelujah. And I bind the hands of the enemy. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this call. As it goes around the world, I plead the blood of Jesus over it. Hallelujah. For God, Jehovah God, is the one that is exalted. And he is the one. Hallelujah. He is the one, Lord God. You are the one, God. Oh, God, that get all the glory. Hallelujah, God. You are the one that gets all the glory and the honor. You are the one, God. Because I can do nothing of myself. I can't do nothing of myself, God. Hallelujah, Lord. But it's you, but it's you, God, that is you
Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. So you're involved, Lord God. Hallelujah. You'll do it. Hallelujah, God. That people will feel, that each and every person will feel your presence, God. Hallelujah. That they will feel the presence of God on this call. Hallelujah. That they will know that it was you. Oh, praise God. And they will know. Hallelujah, God. That it was you. But they will have no doubt on who it is. Yeah. And they will have no doubt that it's you, Lord God, high and lifted up. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Let your presence, hallelujah, God, fill this call. Let your presence, God, just be magnified. As only you know how to do, God. You be magnified. Hallelujah, God. And I just give you all praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. As I pray for the people that are on this call tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, praise God. I pray for them. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. As I pray for them tonight. Oh, Jesus. I pray for them to. Because, God, you are really, 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 really awesome. And there is nobody else like you. Hallelujah, God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for all. Oh, God, I thank you for everything that you have done, God. And I thank you, God, for all the joy, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing, God. Oh, God. I thank you for all that you are doing, Lord God, tonight. And then thank you for all that you are doing, God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I just thank you for all that you are doing, God, and all that you have done. And I just give God praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
I have a couple other announcements for prayer that came through the internet. Now, I will give these to you when I get a chance. It says, the first one says, thank Almighty God. That through prayer and fasting, we are still a free country. The Dear Ones, Higher Cause Production, LLC, is inviting you and your family team to participate in our outreach for Soul Winning Season 2012. Please mark your ministry calendars. Please save the date indicated. The event starts at 12 noon until 6 p.m. That's Saturday, August the 25th, 2012, in Baltimore, Maryland, Eastside, with Extreme Urban Missions. And then Saturday, September the 15th, 2012, in Richmond, Virginia, with Trinity Mount Calvary Holy Church. Says peace, and let's pray for Israel and the United States. Pray like your life depends on it. The next email was dated August the 7th. What I like about this event is that they open and close with prayers of thanks for the event to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love the blackness and known as a blessing from Almighty God, then you will enjoy this event. If you have ever been watching the Olympics, you can appreciate the positive side of the black youth in the USA and abroad. This is a great event that young children, teens, and adults, young adults, teens, and small children ride riders in action. Wear your cowboy and sports cowboy, cowgirl hats and boots. Come for a fun time. We know you have that stuff hidden in your closet. That's the cowboy hats and boots. Please check, and then they give a website, and so you can see more. This is going to be this event is real back to school treat for young youth and adults. Plan ahead. That's in Washington D.C. Bill Pickett Championship Rodeo. That's Friday, September the 21st. 2012, 10 a.m., and it's Rodeo for Kids' Sake, and that's at the 22nd, 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. The show, the arena, and Prince George, Esquiterian Center, 14900 Pennsylvania Avenue, Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Children are $16 and $19. Adults are 19 and 22. Check here for the schedule. And it says if you're interested in learning how to ride or about local horse riding clubs, website you can go to. prayer request that came in. It says the fire blazed across West. Burning fast moving wildfire in central has burned at least 60,000, forced hundreds of people to flee one of several days fortune west on Tuesday, threatening communities, and then thick clumps of smoke and disrupting activities in the national parks. And those are some of the petition that came in. I had one more. I don't have it. I don't see it now, but I have a couple to add to the prayer request. Those people have lost their homes, and the homeless crisis is getting worse and worse. So we gotta keep these people in prayer. Just a moment for identification. Again, you're listening to the Miking Service Worldwide Fellowship Network with Minister Dolores Ann Upchurch, who's been praying, interceding for the nation. Our live radio broadcast can be heard each day at 347-539-569. And you can also dial into the conference call number 712-432-0900, pin number 263-660-pound. You can listen to us every day, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The backup line is 712-432-0990. Pin number is the same, 263-660-pound. To dial in via Skype is reconferencing.com. 712-432-0900, PIN number 263-660-pound. Our fax number to send your prayer request is 877-707-4477, and that is a 24-hour fax line, 365 days of the year, 47365. All prayer requests that comes in by email to mkspcg1@gmail.com, we'll turn over to Minister Dolores Ann Upchurch of Fayetteville, North Carolina, so she can keep you in prayers. And the Skype line is freeconferencing.712-432-00#, and number 263-660#. We also have a live chat, so if you want to petition your prayer while Minister Upchurch is praying, you can go ahead and type in your prayer request, and I'll be able to relate it over to her so she can know what to pray for immediately if there's an immediate prayer request. Our chat room is open. Again, this is the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, and you've been listening tonight to Minister Dolores Ann Upchurch. And I'll turn the mic back over to Minister Upchurch. This is prayer. Are you still there?
I just came back. I had left. While you were doing the station identification, I had stepped away from it.
Right.
I needed to ask a question about what. Because the reason I needed to ask a question because I'm not on a part of what you were saying. I think it's at 5,000 about fire in the national forest.
This is in Washington State, in the West. It says that there's a wild, fast moving wild fire central Washington. That's Washington State, has burned at least 60 homes and forced hundreds of people to flee. One of the severe blasts is scorching the West, and it's threatening communities, and it's thick pump smoke, and it's disrupting even the national parks.
What did you say about the homeless? You got a couple that...
The homeless, they've lost their homes and they become, you know, homeless. Those people are losing their homes with fire. You know, the homeless crisis is getting greater. I went to the seminar today, and it is very, very, it's happening across all of the United States. People who have always worked find themselves not able to maintain the budget because of the economy, and are losing their homes left and right. They now are become part of the statistic of homelessness. So it's growing. It's great here in Cumberland County, but it's great throughout the whole nation, the United States. So it's a big, big, massive problem. So the burden of the fire in Washington State, these 60 families have lost their homes, so they become homeless. Homeless is defined as a person that does not have a place that they have an address that they call their home. They don't have a landline cell phone. I mean, a phone. A lot of people have cell phones running around. That's not that don't make you have stability. Homelessness is those that don't have an address and a place that they go to sleep at night. On a regular basis, I mean, drifting. That is the definition for homelessness. For homeless person, not having a physical address, not having a landline phone in your home, a place where you sleep every night, at your own. I mean, some people have, you have a maid, owns the primary person that owns the home. There's other people that live there. Those are not, it's not their home. They just visit or live or something like that. So The homeless actually, it defines a lot of people. Definition is a lot of people need prayer to have stability. Yep.
But I am aware of the homeless situation. So I pray for them because the veterans are, the Department of Veterans and help what they're trying to help eradicate the homeless situation. That's what the Department of Veterans is trying to do. But I understand that it is actually across the nation. They are trying to help these people because and I pray for these homeless people. I understand where you gave me that information. They don't have a place to stay, and they don't have an address. Some of them, I pray for them because some of them sleep on the bridges. Some of them sleep in their cars if they got a car, or some of them, they just sleep wherever they can sleep. And it is a very serious problem having people that are homeless, because it really makes it hard. I pray for them. Oh God, I pray for them, because it makes it hard. You don't have an address. Need what you really need. Makes it hard, and the shelters, they have the shelters, but, you know, even with that, this is a situation that I just pray to God for the actual homeless people, because I've heard a lot about it. And I've seen, being in Cumberland County, actually seen a lot of homeless people. And so I pray to God for that situation, because my heart really, it really bothered me. Even as I saw this family not really having a place to stay with all these kids with them. And so I just pray to God about these situations. These people that have lost their homes. And I just pray for the whole nation. Because we as a nation, it's a theme that is across the nation about the homes. I also pray for Israel. I pray for them too. And I also pray for Washington State. I pray for those 60 families as the fire burned in. Well, that was the reason I was praying for rain. I kept praying for rain. And the reason I was praying for rain, because you got areas that are, or they got drought situations. And I continue, I'm praying to rain in Washington State and those areas that are drought. As I told you before, there was 1,000 counties. I'm praying for those counties to receive rain, those 1,000 counties and all of these different places. To receive rain, but God will rain in those places. But as I said, when I started getting on the call, as I said, there was a reason I went that way, because, and I understand why these situations are happening. I understand why they're happening. And that's why I've been praying the people's souls
their hearts and their minds and their soul be turned back to God, because that's why these situations are happening. That's why they are really happening. And I pray for the people, but that's why it's really happening. Because their souls, they got to turn their life to God. So I'm praying to God and believing God, and I started crying because I just pray to God about all of these things, because these things are really happening. Hallelujah. And I know that only God, only you, Lord God, only you can fix these situations, God, that are going on. Only you, God. And I pray that you will comfort these families and heal them, God. But somehow, with, you know, you're a way maker, that you will make a way for these families, God. That you will provide shelter for them, God. Some way, you will provide shelter for these different families, God. You know, I'm praying for these families as they don't have an address, don't have a place to put their head. You know, and that means they don't have food. That means they don't have clothing. Hallelujah. And I'm saying hallelujah. I'm saying hallelujah to God. I'm saying, Father, I'm just praying and believing God. Actually, when I said that, it brought me to something. Oh, God, I prayed about, it was last week I prayed about that. Because it was talking about that. Oh, my goodness. It was actually talking about that. And I believe, I think I know where it is. I'm just going to pray about these situations. I know where it was now. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to tell you what it was. I just found it. I'm praying for these people because, you know, Haggai 1:6 is actually talking about that. It's actually talking about ye have so much, bring in little. Ye have not enough. Drink, but you are not filled with drink. He clothed, but there is none warm. And he that earned wages to put them in a bag with holes. And it was actually talking about that. Actually, it was talking when we was talking. How to, I pray for them. That was actually talking about in, it was actually, I'm going to tell you where it actually was. It was actually Deuteronomy. When we started talking about Deuteronomy, that's what that all of that stuff is telling me. That's Deuteronomy. That's actually Deuteronomy 28. And I'm just praying for these people because that is Deuteronomy 28. And so I pray for them. I pray that their hearts, their minds, their souls will be turned back to God. And I pray that, but also, tonight, I pray that each and every person that is on the line, I pray that as you hear the word of God, that you will, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your family, your children, your grandchildren. But as I pray for you, that somehow, some way, that you will reach out, and that, so that, because God knows each and every person that is on this line. He knows what their needs are, but I'm praying for these different different ministries and things, they will be able to reach out, be able to help these people, that God will bless these ministries and ministries, that they will be able to help these people as much as possible, that God will bring increase into the ministries, that they will be able to help the people. And so as I'm praying and believing God, because that's what we have to do. We have to reach out to those people that are hurting. So I'm praying and believing God, for you. The Extreme Urban Missions, which is Soul Winning Sessions, Higher Calls Productions, August 8th. I had actually already prayed for them today. Actually prayed for them earlier. But the one for the September the 15th, which is Trinity, I think you said Calvary, September the 15th, I pray for them, and I pray for the Back to School event, which is September the 21st. But I do pray for our national parks. I do pray for our land. I do pray for the nation that God will understand verses that I'm praying to God, that he will and reign. And I'm talking about the rain I'm talking about is to Washington State, other different areas. That is what I'm praying about. That God will send his rain, and that he will, because the Word of God says that he will supply all of our needs. And when that says that, I believe that, he said that he will supply all our needs. That also includes rain. That he will, just praying and believing God. Father, I pray, send the rain, that you will help us in this situation, that you would make a way for us, God, these different situations. You will provide for us, will make a way for us, God. If people's hearts, minds, souls, that they will be turned to God, God, that you will provide, that you, as your word says, but my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, that you would supply, that you will provide us with more than enough to be able to help those people, help these people, God, that you will bless us, God, you will bless us, that it will be pressed down, running over. We won't even have room up to receive it, to be able to help. The word says, they are our brother, our sister, that we will be able to help them, God, that we will be able to help these people. They will have the shelter, put in the clothes. They will also come to know Jesus so that their souls will turn back to God. So, praying and believing God for these people that are dealing with the homeless situation, the homeless people. I pray for them. That God, that you will bless them to have shelter and clothes, but that their souls will protect you. They will come to know you, Lord God, and you will provide for them all of their needs. I just pray for Israel, and I pray for our nation. Hallelujah, God. I pray for these back-to-school events, God.
that you will, you know, that the events will, that they will, that as they do these events, people will be blessed from the events that they're having, that the events will make a difference in their lives. People's back to that somehow they will make a difference in people that participate in those events. So I'm just praying and believing God tonight as I am before you. Hallelujah, God. Give God praise, honor, and glory as I pray for these different situations. I just come to you and praying for homeless people. That is, homelessness. There are different. There are different. I'm just praying God that sometimes they lose their job, but sometimes there are different reasons why they become. Sometimes it's because of a job. Sometimes it's because of illness, and sometimes it's violence. Sometimes it's just for different reasons that happens. But we pray for them anyway, whatever the reason. Pray for them. We pray as they make decisions that affect in every one of us. I pray for them as they make decisions running our economy. As they make decisions, God, I pray that the people that make the decisions, I pray for them. That is why I was praying for them. I pray for our nation. I pray for our political leaders. Pray for them as they make decisions that affect everybody. I pray for them, you know, for their souls. I pray for their souls about God. I pray for them, even though they be a political. I pray for their soul. I pray for their soul, because whatever decision they make, it affects everybody. And I pray for them as they make decisions. Our political leaders, our spiritual leaders, our political and our spiritual leaders. I pray for our spiritual leaders too. Hallelujah. As God and guide them in their ministry. I pray for them. And the reason I went there because the scripture that came to me earlier was woe that shepherd scattered the sheep. I just pray for all of our leaders, and I pray for our spiritual leaders too. Know that I pray for them, but God does not want his scattered. He doesn't want them scattered. I pray for them that the word of God is what is being taught. But I'm praying that God is taught it in the ministry. And I'm just praying and believing God. I'm praying to God for our family, for our children, for Israel, for Jerusalem.
for these different places, God. So I pray for them. I pray for our pastors, our bishops, our evangelists, our prophets, our deacons, our ministers. I pray for all of them and our apostles. I pray for them that they, oh, God is taught it in their life, and the word of God is preached for people, to his people, to all people. That is what is going forth. And God, I'm praying about that because God holds us accountable. Holds us accountable for souls. Holds us accountable. And I'm just praying and believing God, that he is the one that is exalted and that the word goes forth around the world and that people are being blessed, people being healed, and people being delivered. Hallelujah, God. We give praise and honor to God and him only, to him over God. Awesome, powerful, and worthy. In the mighty name of Jesus. About the situation. Hallelujah, God. And bring the additional ones that I receive to you, God. Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God move on all of these prayers. And I'm praying and believing God, hallelujah, God, that I have not left anybody out tonight. I prayed and believed God and prayed for them and praying that you being exalted, that no one is left out. You do not want anyone to perish. And so I'm just praying and believing God that I've covered everybody and that the Spirit of God is all over this broadcast, that the Word of God goes forth and that you are blessed, that God puts his hedge all around you and that no weapon form does not prosper. The weapon form doesn't prosper, and that you are healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus, and that your ministries are blessed, your families are blessed, anybody that's related to you, they are blessed, and I'm just praying and believing God, hallelujah, God, Father, just bless them. And you make a way for them. They are able to, that their ministries will grow. And that as their ministries grow, that they will be able to dance to God and be able to, that they are the one that will make a difference. That they will make a difference. People's lives will be changed from this broadcast. You will be high, lifted up, and exalted. Well, I'm just praying that be high, lifted up, and exalted, Lord God, as only you, because you're the one that's in control, and nobody else, God, is God like you. And because you, on that prayer, had your protection around each and every person as they're on this call, and put a hedge of prayer, a hedge of protection all around them. Because God, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless us. Well, bless us, God. And give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God. Almighty and powerful and wonderful. There is none like you, God. None like you. I pray for those people that are in the I pray for those that are in the rest home. I pray for them. Pray for those that are in rest home. I pray for. I just continue to pray for our nation. I pray for our the nation, out the United States of America. I pray for it. I also pray for the. I also pray for Africa and other different places. I pray for them too. I pray for all of them. So I just pray for the world. I just pray for the whole world, not just the nation. I pray for the whole world because God is in control. So it doesn't matter. When I say it doesn't matter, I mean it doesn't matter what part of the world you live in. I'm saying that God is in control. And I pray for you no matter what part of the world you live in. Well, I pray for the whole world. I pray for the whole world. God is the one that's really in control. And so I just pray about the different situations that are going on. I pray, I'm just praying, I pray to God, Father, I pray to you about the homeless. I pray to you about people that are in the rest homes. I pray for the sick. I pray for those that are shut in. I pray for those, God, they don't even know you. I pray for them, too. I pray for them. But I pray the ones that don't know you, that they will come to know you. You know, I pray for, God, that you will touch us everywhere we are. And when I say touch us everywhere you are, I'm not just talking about our body. I'm talking about in our mind, too. I'm talking about in our mind. You know, in our mind. And in our body, Father, that you just do it, that you help us and strengthen us, God. Hallelujah, God. Just cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Cover us. And like I said, I pray for the world, and I pray that God will send rain in those areas that need rain. And I'm praying, I believe in him for those people that are on the streets and they don't have nowhere to live. I pray for those people. God will provide shelter for them. I pray for those people that don't have nowhere to, I believe I said that, those people that don't have nowhere to sleep, God will provide a shelter for them. Pray for those people, you know, everywhere. Pray for them. Just pray for them. Oh, God, pray for your people. Just praying for these people, God, as they, I just pray for them, God. Because, like I said, Father, you're the only one, that can do this because you are our righteous, our sanctifier. You are our peace. And give us the peace. God is the one. Give us your peace, God. Just forgive us, your sins. As you told us, don't let our, not even let our hearts bubble. Hallelujah. And that's where I started. I think that was when I said in the beginning, I said, Father, and we just praying and believing God, that in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So I just pray, Father, for them. I pray for them. It's just us. I pray for them, God. I pray for them. Because your word says, I was looking at this, but that's okay. I'll go to, I'm just going to pray and go. It says here, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments. So I'm just going to pray and believe God. Pray and believe God for you. For you. That God will, whatever your need may be, that God will work that out for you, whatever that may be. Whatever it is, whatever that is. I heard, because this says, and this is Psalms 111 and 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding how all they that do his commandment, his praise endure forever. And so I'm just praying to him, hallelujah, God, because God, it says, blessed is the man that fears the Lord. That's what it says. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. That's actually what this is. And so, I love God, but I do fear him. I love him, but I fear him. It just goes back to what I just said. Right? It just goes back to what I just said about blessed is the man that fears the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. That's really what I'm talking about. When I say that, I don't want you to get it confused. I'm saying that, you know, Psalms 11 and 12 says, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feared the Lord and delighted greatly in his commandments. And so that's what I was talking about. Okay? That's what I'm really talking about. And I just give God praise, honor, and glory. I pray for you. It says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting unto them that fear him, and is righteous unto children's children. That's what the word of God says. That's what it says. That's exactly what it says. And so I'm just praying and believing God and on your account and praying that that God will work these different situations out. As I said before, that he knows how to orchestrate things. And so I'm praying that he will, and I'm actually talking about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. That's what I'm talking about when I say orchestrate. So I'm been praying tonight that God will orchestrate, put all the pieces of the puzzle that I've been praying to him about tonight, that he will put all the pieces of the puzzle together, you know, all the different prayer requests, that he will orchestrate all of those. He will bless us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. That's what I've been praying about, that God will do it. The Almighty God, the all-powerful God, the all-knowing God. Hallelujah. Because he, hallelujah, he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. And there is none like him. There's none like him. Oh, God, there is none like you. None like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord God. And nobody else can, you know, nobody else is greater than you, God. Nobody else can put you, God. You're just almighty and powerful and worthy. Hallelujah, Lord God. There is none like you, God.
Not sure, but we, like we're experiencing a type of technical difficulties and unable to move.
The what?
Okay. All right. So.
Hello?
Yeah, we.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Oh, did you lose connection or something?
We weren't able to hear you for about a minute, so we can hear you now.
Okay. Well, I pray to God that whatever that was, hallelujah, Lord, I was praying that, where was I? I was praying to God that that he's awesome and he's powerful and he's worthy. Hallelujah. And I was telling him that how awesome he is and how powerful he is. And that I know that he, Father, that I know you know how to orchestrate the prayer requests tonight. That you know how to put all of the pieces of a puzzle together. That's what I was really saying. That I know that God knows how to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, that you work them out. That you work them out. That only you know how to do. Father, you work them out. You work out their prayer. You work these prayer requests out, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Because you are all-knowing God. And Lord God, you are the one that's in control. I come to you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Praising you and honoring you and glorifying you and magnifying you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Calling out to you, Lord God. Calling out to you. Casting all of our cares on you, Lord God. I just come to you, casting all of them. Every last one of them, God. Oh, Lord God. Casting them all on you, God. Because only you, Lord God. Only you. Only you, Lord God. Know how to work them all out. Only you, God, know how to orchestrate all of this stuff, God. Only you know how to fix it, God. Only you know how to fix anything that we're dealing with, no matter what it is. No matter what is going on, God. You're the only one that know how to fix it, God. You're the only one, Lord God. Only you know how to fix whatever it is, no matter what it is, no matter how big, no matter how small. You're the only one that knows how to fix it all. There is nothing too hard for for you, God. There's nothing impossible with you. You know how to fix it, God. You know how to bring it together, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we come to you, Lord God. It's only we know, it's only I know how to come, God. It's only I know how to come to you. Only as I know how to come, God. I come to you only as I know how to come, God. Hallelujah, Lord. As only as I know how to come to you. Oh, Lord God. As only I know how to do it, God. As only, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you are awesome and powerful. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Because you are worthy, Lord God. And nobody else is quite like you, God. And nobody else can do what you do, God. And nobody else can come close to you, God. I come to you only as I know, Lord God. Because you are awesome, God. And you are powerful, God. And you are all-knowing, God. And you are worthy, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, God. Only as I know how, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Only as I know how, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Only as I know how, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, because you are awesome and powerful. Oh, God, and you are worthy, Lord God. And there is none like you, Lord God. And there is none that can do what you do, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, there is none like you, Lord God. I just come to you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, God. There is none like you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God. There is none like you. And I praise you, God, and I worship you, God, and I give you glory, God. Hallelujah, God, and I come tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. As the tears run down my face, Lord God, I just come to you, Lord God. Praying and believing you, Lord God. And worshiping you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Because there is none like you, God. Oh, God, there is none like you. And nobody else can do what you do, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord God. I magnify you, Lord God. I come to you, Lord God. About each and every person that's on this line. About our nation, God. About the homeless, God. About the sick and the shut-in, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. About our ministries, God. About our children, God. About our grandchildren, God. Oh, God. About our broadcast, God. About the word of God being spread, God, around the world. I just trust in you, Lord God. Oh, as I know how. Oh, Lord God. Pray, God, for each and every person that is on the line. Pray for our president, God. And our spiritual leaders, God. And our political leaders, Lord God. In the drop situations, God. Oh, God. And those people that have lost loved ones, God. I just pray and believe in you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Heal them everywhere they hurt, God. Oh, help us, God. You said that you would never leave us or forsake us, God. You said that you would never leave us or forsake us, God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. We give you all praises, God. We give you all glory, God. We give you all honor, God. Hallelujah, God. He will come. Hallelujah, God. Because you know what all our needs are, God. You know what they all are, God. You already know what our needs are, God. You know what they are. And we just pray and believe in you. And you work everything out, Lord God. Oh, God. And you heal us. Everywhere we hurt, just heal them everywhere they hurt, God. Just heal them and protect them and make a way for them, God. And put your hands of protection all around them. And bless their ministries, God. And more people will come. Just bless them in their ministries. That people will come and souls will be saved, God. The souls will be saved, Father. Oh, God. Oh, God. I know that. Oh, Lord God. I'm just crying out to you, Lord God. I'm just praying after you, God, for these people, for their ministries. Oh, God, for our nation and for the president and all of our political leaders and all of our pastors and bishops and evangelists and our archbishop and our apostles and our deacons and our ministers and our prophets and our prophetess. I'm just praying for them, God. I'm just crying out to you about these different situations, God. Oh, Lord God, I'm just crying out to you because of, hallelujah, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I'm crying after you, God, because they love you. And you are awesome, God. And you are a powerful God. And there is none like you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. So I'm just praying and believing for them, God. Hallelujah. That you bless them, God. Hallelujah. That you, as I was saying before, that you orchestrate it, that you heal, God, that you fix it, God, that you make a way, Lord God. I pray for families. And yes, God, I pray for marriages. I pray for all marriages. I pray for the marriages. You know, I pray for that. And I pray for the family. And I pray for children, all our children, from the babies all the way, you know, from the little babies all the way up. And I just pray for our children as they prepare to get ready to go back to school. And even the ones that's going to college. And I pray for MKS University, God. And I pray for the chancellor. And I pray for the different ministries that are represented on the phone on this broadcast tonight. I just pray and believe in you, Lord God. Because only you, Lord God, only you, only you, God, can fix all of this. Only you. And so I'm just praying you for them. Hallelujah. I'm just praying to you for them, God. You told me to pray. And even praying, and I'm even praying for those who can't. I'm even praying for those that can't even pray for themselves. I'm even praying for them. I might not even know what their names are, God. But I'm even praying for those that, you know, they can't even pray for themselves. I'm praying for them, God. And I'm praying and believing. I'm praying to you. And I know that that's why I got that. That is the reason why I'm praying to you, God. And that is the reason why these tears have been running out my face. Hallelujah, God. Because I'm sitting up here and I'm praying for them. I'm praying for everybody that's on the broadcast, even people that's not on the broadcast. I'm just praying for all around the world. I'm just praying for them, God, and believing that you're going to heal them everywhere they hurt. Hallelujah. And you will bless them, and you will make a way for them, God. And God protect them. And so only you will, your hedge of protection will be all around them. Praying for your people, for people all around the world, God. Pray for those that have lost loved ones. Comfort those. Comfort them. You will give them, that you will give them the strength that they need. And you will comfort the pain that they hurt from losing their loved one. That you will comfort them, God. You know, that you will comfort them. And, you know, I'm just praying and believing you, that you would just work it all, everything out. I also know that you never make a mistake either. Don't ever make a mistake. Don't ever make a mistake. You got me crying for them, but I know that you don't ever make a mistake, God. So I'm just praying and believing God. As only, I'm just praying and believing you, Lord God. Now, that these prayer requests, that they will be done. Lord bless us. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. For it. Yeah, I'm with them. Hallelujah. Yeah, as I just happened to look down, God, I thank you. I praise you. Psalms 105. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, all upon his, make known his deeds among his." And so, pray. just I just all praise and honor and glory God for empowering me. Pray for your people. Pray for every person that is on here tonight. And that the weapon that is coming, the weapon will prosper. And that every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So I'm just praying and believing God, as you bless your people, as you do it, God. As you would use me, bless them. And I'm just and I'm believing God. And I know that that's what that was about, because I knew that what had started happening, God. That I felt their pain. That I started feeling pain from these people losing their homes for the rain and for losing their loved ones and the different situations. I know that that's what was going on with me. That's what that was about. That I could, I didn't feel all of their hurts and pain, God. And, I want to thank you for just being God, being who you are, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord God. So, it says right here, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And that's what God said. So, I'm just and I believe in God. Blessing him tonight. And also giving him. And also giving God. I'm actually giving you, Lord God, the honor, praise, the glory, everything, not some of it, but all of it that you have actually done tonight, and in all that I give him all praise and all glory and all honor. As it said, but my God shall supply all your need according to glory Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless us. Wait for us. Protect them. Heal them. Deliver them. Whatever. You sanctify them. Give them peace. Whatever it may be, God. Ever. And to cast all your care. So I just thank God and praise God for just allowing me to pray for different situations, things that are going on. And I just thank God and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for
you. Thank you, you, God. I was praying earlier. I know that I can do nothing on myself. I know that you are God that hears. You are a God that is powerful and loving, and you are an all-knowing God. And I hope it is seen by God. And you also said, and I said, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it shall open. To everyone that asks, and he that seeketh, findeth. From that knocketh. Hallelujah. Pray. Always. I want for God for pray, believe. Oh, I believe. I believe that had a oh Lord God. Thank you, and I praise you, Father. Oh Lord God. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, because you are worthy, God. You are awesome and almighty, and you are. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. I praise you. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mighty name, praise, honor, glory, God. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Father, hallelujah. Magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Your name, tonight. Magnify your name. And I give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I give God all praise, honor, and glory for what he is. I give him all praise, honor, glory, in the mighty name of Hallelujah, Father. I thank you and I praise you, God. Hallelujah. Have a patient identification.
Okay, we have with us, you've been listening to the broadcast here at My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. I want to thank God again. You've been listening to Minister Dolores and Upchurch throughout the night during the intercessory prayer time here at the network. And we just thank God for her life, and God continues to strengthen her throughout the day, night. Our contact information for you to listen to this broadcast or tell a friend. Or a colleague or someone that know that may need prayer, they can dial into our direct radio broadcast line. That number is 347-539-5669. Telephone conference line number is 712-432-0900. PIN number 263-660#. And the backup to call back in to re-listen to this broadcast is 712-432-0990. PIN number 263-660#. Skype, for those that know how to use Skype on the internet, you can go into freeconferencing.712-432-0900, PIN number 263-660#. And that PIN number is 263-660#. And you can fax your prayer request to 877-707-4477. 24/7, 365 days. You can also send us an email at mkspg1@gmail.com, mkspg1@gmail.com, and we'll get the prayer request over to Minister Dolores and Upchurch. You can visit us at Facebook. It is Facebook. Those that know how to use Facebook, it's mkspg1. That is our Facebook code, mks.pcg. And also Twitter. Our Twitter account is mkspcg. So it's twitter.com/mkspcg. All right. So again, you've been listening to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. And our church is at My King Service Pentecostal Church of God. And tonight you've been listening to our prayer line, an intercessory prayer with Dolores and Upchurch. Again, we just thank you for your attendance, and just tell a friend. We'll be glad to pray for you, intercede for someone you know, and continue. We'll keep you in a prayer, you know, not just one time, but we'll keep on praying for you. Amen. And we have about 15 minutes towards the broadcast ending. So if there are any other questions or concerns, you can always hit us up on 347-539-569, telephone conference line 712-432-0900, PIN number 263-660#, and the PIN number is 263-660#. Thank you for your attendance and for faithfulness to this ministry and to this broadcast, and for telling your friends and coworkers about, you know, what's going on the internet, over the radio. I just thank for the opportunity to be a servant to you at the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. And I am Archbishop Marcia Karen Smith Abrams, and you've been listening to, in 7 p.m., Minister Dolores and Upchurch, who is our intercessory prayer warriors. And thank God for her life. And we're just going to turn it back over. We have about 6 minutes left in the broadcast. So want to, if you have any other prayer concerns, and then we'll just pray a last time and go into music and end the broadcast for God. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be live again for Bible study. And I believe our guest speaker will be Dr. Dorothy Arden, was on Monday night. So we thank God for that. All right, God bless you now.
Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We give you glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. We praise you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. We just pray and believe you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord God, tonight. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. 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 We magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We give you all praise, honor, and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. and you are, hallelujah, Lord. You are worthy, God, a worthy to be praised. So we give you glory and honor. We magnify your name tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We magnify you, God. We give you honor and praise tonight, Lord God. Because there is nothing like you. Hallelujah, God. We magnify your name tonight, Lord God. Oh, praise God. We magnify your name tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, God. We magnify tonight, Lord God. We worship you. Hallelujah, God. We magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We give you all praises, all honor, all glory, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We worship you, God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Be exalted tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You'll be high and lifted up, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We give you the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just magnify your name tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. For all that you have done, for all that you are doing, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless us, God. Bless us, God. Protect us, God. Heal us, God. Deliver us, God. Sanctify us, God. Put your hands of protection around us, God. Cover us, God, in your blood. Hallelujah, God. Heal us everywhere we hurt, God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. And all that you do, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And all that you do, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We worship you tonight. And hallelujah. And we just glorify your name. For there is none like you, God. Nobody can do what you do. Nobody can come close to you. Hallelujah. So we just magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We give you all praises. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify your name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, praise your name, Lord God. We thank you, God. We magnify your name, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah, God. We magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah, God. Well, hallelujah, God. Each and every person that was on this line tonight, oh, God, each and every person, each and every family, each and all their marriages, God, the marriages, God, their families, God, their children, God, their grandchildren, each and every person that's connected to them, God. Hallelujah, God. For the nation, for Israel, God, for the president, God, for all our political leaders, God. Hallelujah, for every archbishop, bishop, pastor, prophetess, prophet, evangelist, deacon, minister. Hallelujah, God. For each and every person, God. We pray for them tonight. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. And they will be blessed, healed, delivered. Hallelujah, God. Heal them everywhere they hurt. Everywhere they hurt, God. Even those that don't even know you, God. For their life will be turned over to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For salvation, God. Hallelujah. We praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, because you said you don't want none to be perished. You don't want none to perish. But we give you praise, honor, and glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will supply all our needs, Lord God. All of them. All of them. You said that you would never leave us or forsake us, God. And just bless us, God. Bless us to have the rain and the places, God, that's dry. Bless those areas, God. Bless your people that are homeless, God. Bless them to have shelter, Lord God.
Bless your people everywhere, Lord God, all around the nation, all around the country, all around the world, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch them, God. Hallelujah, God. Let them feel your presence, God. All, each and every person, let them feel the presence, your presence, God. Hallelujah, God. You'll just be the one, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. We give you all praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Just be lifted up, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Lord God. We magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We love you, God. We worship you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you and we praise you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We just magnify your name tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We magnify you. Hallelujah. As only you know how to do, God. We magnify you, Lord God. We worship you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We just worship you, God. We give you praise, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, because you're awesome and powerful and worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, because there is none like you, God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We magnify your name, Lord God. We magnify you, God. All praise, God, because you are our sanctifier, our healer, our deliverer, our make-maker, our way-maker, our battle, Lord God, the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rahi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, you are sanctifier and our righteous God. Hallelujah, God. You are our refuge, our fortress, our hedge of protection. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Just bless us, God. Hallelujah. And we give you all praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because we worship you, God, and we praise you, God, and we magnify you, Lord God. There's none like you, God. And we give you all praises, all honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Just praise you and magnify you. Hallelujah, God. Cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Protect us, God. Put your hedge of protection all around us. And give us your traveling mercies, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. As we travel to our different locations, our ministries, God, just bless us, God. Hallelujah. Just bless us, Lord God. Praise. Hallelujah, God.
I want to thank you and praise you. Thank you.
hold. You are so holy to me. Somebody tell